Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No more buys. So we got a ton of games to get through. We're going to try to hit on all of them before we get out of here in the next couple of hours. Kelly in Vegas will be joining us an hour from right now, right here on Bet Sweats. Joe O, Sammy P with you on a Friday. All right, we start with this week 15 slate with a big one in the AFC East. We're talking about the Buffalo Bills at the New England Patriots. Now, we remember in that first game, New England ends up winning. This number is a short one. The Bills are a road favorite. I find this interesting because we've talked to a number of guests this week, Sam, some that rely on their numbers heavily, and they think the wrong team is favored. They don't understand why it's the Bills favorite in this spot. They think it should be New England, but, you know, you're right around zero, and the books know that people are going to come in and bet Josh Allen no matter what. Bills minus one. The total is 49.5. Bills trying to avoid the season sweep. The rushing defense, good sign, has improved, but we are talking about the Bengals and the Steelers over the last couple of weeks. That was a tight one. They needed to come back there in the very end for the Bills to take down the Bengals a week ago. Now, the Patriots, they've had time to sit back, reevaluate things, and try to figure out their game plan for this matchup. Now, the look ahead was New England minus 1.5, and now it's the Bills minus one. Vrabel off a bye, 6-1 straight up, 6-1 ATS. Now in the regular season, that's 6-0. So that one loss was a playoff deal. My thing with the Patriots, Sam, is okay. We know about the soft schedule. You try to give them credit. How much credit? That's kind of up in the air how you view it. But we haven't really seen them against a good team down late. Like, they've been playing from in front all season long. I want to see this team get a little bit uncomfortable, and there have not been a lot of uncomfortable moments as they've won their last 10 games.
They're a very, very well-coached team, no doubt. They've also played a very, very easy schedule, but there's a lot to like about New England. Obviously, the quarterback is awesome. And he's one of the best deep ball throwers in the NFL. Not even from the eye test, but statistically. He's completing almost 65% of his passes 20 yards or more. And multiple touchdowns to go along with the accuracy. Buffalo, in the first meeting, just played such a weird game. That was the Sunday night game. Chirizi brought it up last night on the Festivus show from the 108. They were wearing the Tony Montanas, the all-whites. And then just didn't play well. 23-20, total yards, the Bills had more yards. Bills ran more plays. Bills had more first downs. But Buffalo had three turnovers. You turn the ball over three times, you could lose to anybody. So we applaud New England, of course, for going into Buffalo and winning this game. Bills had the ball for 35 minutes, but three turnovers and 11 penalties.
Yeah.
If Buffalo plays a clean game, again, if Buffalo plays a clean game, are they losing?
No. If the Buffalo Bills play a clean game against anybody, like, how long is that list of teams that are going to beat them if they play clean, avoid stupid mistakes?
Two or three.
Not a long list. Yeah, it's not long. Maybe the Rams. Maybe. Oh, I'd love to see that one. It'd be a great game. But they can beat anyone. That's the thing. The Patriots always play clean football. So that's the other part of the equation. I've said it time and time again throughout this 10-game winning streak. Look, no turnovers. Didn't do anything stupid. Not a lot of penalties. Let the other team make the mistakes, and that's why they end up winning that game with ease. So if you're concerned about the Bills overall, the big thing that most people are going to point to, and it is justified because the larger sample would say you should be concerned about it, it's their rushing defense. And the Patriots, what do they excel at? Well, it's the passing offense. It's not the rushing offense. So they don't have a great rushing attack. Now, it's gotten better as they've leaned on the rookie a little bit. And I think it's good. Like Stevenson, he's might be fumbling at any point in time. You never know when that's going to happen. But he loves to use Ramondre. They use that split backfield right now. A little more Henderson. But overall, they don't have a great rushing attack. And that's how you attack this Bills defense. You run the ball right at them, and you can find their weakness. So, look, I think the Bills win. I like the matchup for them. They get a little bit of revenge from earlier in the year, and the division is still up in the air because if the Patriots win, it's going to be over. But if the Bills win, they're still alive, and maybe they can get the one or two seed.
I like Buffalo more big picture, as we've talked about. As 1-point road favorites, I would bet Buffalo. It will make my five. Yes, I'm there. I like them more in the playoffs than I do in this spot. Jones is back up front, obviously. Let's see if Bosa plays. Let's see if Bernard and Bishop play. I think they have to figure out something. Last thing on this game, Stephon Diggs had 146 yards in the first meeting. 146. Maybe they go more Hairston on Diggs this time around because it did not work. Whatever they did in the last game did not work. That was why the Patriots won. Diggs ate them alive.
Yes, he did. It was certainly a Diggs game in that one, no doubt about it. All right, let's head over to the AFC West. Another big matchup here. Two teams fighting, one to stay in the playoff picture, another to get into the playoff picture. And we're talking about the Kansas City Chiefs going up against the LA Chargers. These two teams met in Brazil in week number one, and the Chargers were 27-21 winners. And now they're in Arrowhead, and this number's been climbing. You could say it's through dead numbers, but any move, I'm going to take a look at it. Okay, why is that number moving right now? It goes from 4.5 to now 5.5. The Chiefs laying 5.5. And it's a low total, 41 and a hook. 9-4 Chargers at the 6-7 Chiefs. They've played very well at home, but they are coming off a home loss against the Houston Texans. What do you think, Sam?
Under was definitely the move from the pros to get this down to 41.5. It makes sense. Chiefs can't run the ball. Chargers have no O-line. Herbert's getting pounded every game. You mentioned on Tuesday, wasn't he hit 11 times on Monday night? 11?
He was hit 11 times, 7 sacks. He was pressured on 68% of his dropbacks.
Now, that's against Houston. Kansas City's front is nowhere near as good as Houston's. But if Houston can pressure 68% of the time, maybe Kansas City can pressure 40.
My bad. I was wrong on that. I was talking about the Herbert side. I was thinking about Herbert and that offensive line.
Oh, gotcha. Yes. Okay. I think I just crossed my own wires too. Either way. Yeah, it's fine. I confused myself. That's my bad. Either way, like the Chargers' lack of pass protection is not good for points. And the Chiefs' inability to run the ball is not good for points. I don't want to go under a line when I could have gone under much bigger numbers. But if you made me make this bet, I'd still go under 41.5 before I take the points.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. We're just waiting on the Chiefs to pop here. It truly is like their last do or die situation. And it's like if they win out, it still doesn't mean anything is guaranteed. They're going to need some help, and they put themselves in this position. They're minus 750 Kansas City to miss the playoffs. I see it as high as minus 900, the 750 price over at BetMGM. They're not covering the number. They're losing all these one-score games. One-score games this year against the spread, they're 0-7. 1-6 straight up, 0-7 against the number in one-score games. The offense overall is pretty fine. It's just there are guys they depended on in the past that they can't depend on anymore. And we're talking about Travis Kelce. Like a lot of these interceptions that Mahomes has, the guys just can't corral it. It's like balls bobbling around in the air, and you get a ball-hawking team like the Texans, they're going to pick those balls off, and they did that three times against the Chiefs. Now, the Chargers have short rest, so you got Herbert, broken arm basically, like trying to protect that, but he was still running a ton. Not very accurate. Like you could see he fumbled it a couple times when the Eagles were bringing pressure. Like they're going to go for that ball. Chris Jones, if he plays like he did the other day, he could wreck this game a little bit. I just don't want to lay the 5.5. I'm not interested in the side. I understand why the total has been coming down. Very interested to see what happens, but I don't have a play in this game. The quarterback matchup, I mean, neither of these guys are really playing all that great, whether you think it's their fault or not. You know, Herbert due to injury, due to nobody blocking him, and then, you know, Mahomes, he's just not getting the help he's used to. And also, the offensive line. This past week, Mahomes was missing three of his starting offensive linemen. It's the same story on the other side. So I don't think there's a big advantage as far as that goes because both O-lines, both quarterbacks getting beat up.
Chiefs are now 9-4 to the under this year. And if you want to really take it a step further, last eight games, one over, one. That was the Cowboy game on Thanksgiving, right? 31-28. Yeah. That was Thanksgiving? So that's a game that flew over, but every other game last eight under 30-17, 31-0, 28-7, 28-21, 22-19, 23-20, 20-10, 7-1 of the under last eight, Kansas City.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, well, speaking of Thanksgiving, we've got a Thanksgiving rematch right here. Thanksgiving evening. Ravens, Bengals. We remember Burrow and the Bengals just a few weeks ago destroying Baltimore in that game. There's really no other way to put it. And now the Bengals are home dogs. Okay. That number was around a touchdown that night, and now they're dogs of 2 to 2.5 right now against the Ravens. Interesting matchup. High total, 51. And the hook, the Ravens are fighting for the division, and then the Bengals are going to fight to play spoiler in this matchup. Bengals almost got it done against the Bills. They just couldn't quite get there. The Ravens also coming off a loss. This one to the Pittsburgh Steelers. We didn't talk much about it, but I still think that was a likely touchdown in that game, which may have helped them win the game, but we'll never know because the referees went to the monitor and they said that was not a likely touchdown. He did not get his third foot down, even though very close. Look, there are a lot of people that just bet Burrow when he's a dog. He's an underdog. Let's do it again. He covered last week against the Bills. Now he's a short dog, though. So when we're talking 2.5, I have a little bit of hesitation. Burrow as an underdog, 21-11 against the number. I looked at the last three games against the Ravens, Sam. Against this Ravens defense, Burrow's last three games, 11 touchdowns and only one interception. He's balled out.
And that's mostly against healthy, respected Ravens defenses, right? Mm-hmm. For the most part, if you even want to take it back further, you know, maybe last three meetings, not so much, but, you know, all time Burrow against the Ravens have been respected, no doubt. This total is 10 points higher than the last game, 51.5. Lean to the over. Cincinnati in a teaser at home, 2.5 to 8.5. Come on.
I love that. Love that. Burrow, and I get +8.5. Against this Ravens team, they can't do much of anything offensively. Pittsburgh outgained him by over 100 yards last week. Like, what do you trust when it comes to the Ravens? Derrick Henry? Like, Henry could run wild, but if he does, there's probably a ceiling to it. I could see that happening in this game, but does it mean they're going to win by double digits? Not with the way this entire team is playing, not the way that defense is playing. They let Rodgers go off against them last week. Ridiculous. A terrible offense, and they put up 27 points against you. Ravens are very frustrating right now. You know this. People that do power ratings, they're lowering Baltimore on a weekly basis.
If I was a Ravens fan, I'd be so infuriated by this last three-year window when every power rating person, every DVOA diva said this is the best team in football. Every odds maker in the summer this past August, well, Baltimore's the best team in football. Baltimore this, Baltimore that. Nope.
Number one.
And now what are the fans? What are the fans crying for? Harbaugh needs to go.
Yeah.
Okay. That'll definitely fix everything. Yes.
Never mind that maybe Lamar is on the downside of his career. And it might happen quickly where he just falls off a cliff. That happens. When we did our power rankings the other day, Cam, like, oh,
McNabb.
Right when he hit 30. Right when he hit 30.
Cam was over. Worse, for sure. For sure.
Yes. Yes. All right, we're going to continue on the NFL. Some big games coming up. How about the Bears and Browns, Packers and Broncos, Lions, Rams? We'll hit those three next. Joe O, Sammy P, BetSweats, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.